From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And with just one day to go until the midterm elections, we're going to talk with historian Julian Zelizer about why they matter and how they have mattered in the past.
And they will matter a lot to a lot of candidates tomorrow. With the Senate up for grabs, tight governor's races, can they rely on traditional voting blocks? A recent Harvard poll found that only 26% of young people, for instance, plan to vote. What about women, Hispanics, African Americans? Karthik Ramakrishnan is a professor of public policy and political science at the University of California, Riverside. He's written four books on civic participation. So, Karthik, professor, what do you see ahead of us tomorrow?
Well, what we're likely to see is a pattern that is typical, where turnout among younger voters, among non-whites, tends to be lower. Turnout among single women tends to be lower in midterm elections. The only times we've seen exceptions to that pattern has been in years like 1998 and in 2006, where in some key districts and key Senate races, you saw relatively high turnout among African Americans and among young voters.
Well, and what is the importance of these blocks? And by the way, we should say that you cannot look at any voting group as a monolith. But having said that, we're going to do so right now in looking at some of them that way. But how important is it, for instance, that women voters turn out?
Well, what's important to realize in midterm elections, this is true even in presidential elections, but especially in midterm elections, it's not a national election. It's an election that's fought out in various states and in congressional districts. And so it's important to look at particular states, states like Colorado, for instance, where Latinos are a significant share of the electorate. And so far, you're seeing a robust level of engagement among Latino voters and also among single female voters. There's some reports out of early voting in Colorado, which seems to indicate that early voting among Democrats is better now than it was in 2010.
Well, in Colorado, you have the Democrat Mark Udall looking for re-election, his opponent, the Republican Cory Gardner. And the debate there has been largely on women's issues to the extent that Mark Udall is being called Mark Uterus by some people. And so it would seem to be important for Democrats that women concerned about those issues turn out.
Absolutely. And that might help account for some of the higher than expected turnout among Democratic voters in Colorado this time around. Another issue in Colorado is immigration. And this has been a bit of a challenge for Mark Udall because President Obama had initially said that he would take some action on immigration before the elections, and that action has been postponed. That dispirited a lot of Latino activists, and it remains to be seen whether it'll have a material impact on Latino turnout.
Well, we're reading reports that support for Democrats among Hispanics is dropping some, but that doesn't necessarily mean they will vote for Republicans who also haven't come up with an immigration plan.
Right. The key on an issue like immigration for Democrats is what kind of effect will it have on turnout? The key there is not that they would necessarily vote Republican, but that their turnout would be lower than expected.
Let's stay with Colorado for a minute. Again, Udall versus Gardner. In Colorado, young people, 18 to 29, the millennials, have a bigger turnout rate at the polls than they do nationally. About 60% of registered young people in Colorado voted in 2010. But what are you seeing across the board?
When we look at national surveys, I mean, it's notoriously difficult to poll young voters. But if the past is any indicator, especially if you look at 2010, overall youth turnout was lower than it was certainly in 2008, but also lower than it was in 2006. 2006 was a year in which you had the Iraq War and massive unpopularity with the Bush administration more generally, and youth turnout was relatively high and against the Republican Party in general. Now we're seeing some polls which indicate a more split vote. In fact, maybe even a slight preference for Republicans among young voters than Democrats. So I think what the youth vote will do this year is unlikely to be the same as it was in 2006. It may be more in line with what it was in 2010.
Well, it's interesting. A Harvard study found the same thing. 51% of likely young voters said they preferred a Republican-controlled Congress. This is a huge shift from 2010, when that same age group supported a Democrat-controlled Congress, and that was a Republican wave year. We'll touch on the African-American voting bloc. What are you seeing going into tomorrow?
Well, the kind of elections in which the African-American vote will be very important are races in places like Georgia and North Carolina, and in Virginia. And if you look at Senate races, Florida is another state in which the African-American vote will be very important. So this is a constituency where early voting has in recent years been a key factor in terms of African-American turnout. And when you combine that with restrictive voter ID laws, gives you a sense of the landscape in terms of what might either propel or hinder the African-American vote in these states.
Karthik Ramakrishnan, professor of public policy and political science at the University of California, Riverside. Professor, thank you.
Thank you for having me.